This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
The U.S. Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration has announced an additional 90-day temporary waiver from the ELD or electronic logging device rule for agriculture-related transportation. Additionally, during this time period, the administration will publish final guidance on both the agricultural 150 air mile hours of service exemption and personal conveyance. The administration plans to continue its outreach to provide assistance to the ag industry and community regarding the ELD rule. Since December of 2017, roadside compliance with the hours of service record-keeping requirements, including the ELD rule, has been steadily increasing, with roadside compliance reaching a high of 96% in the most recent data. Beginning April 1, 2018, full enforcement of the ELD rule begins. Carriers subject to federal motor carrier safety regulations that do not have an ELD when required will be placed out of service. The driver will remain out of service for 10 hours in accordance with the Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance criteria. At that point, to facilitate compliance, the driver will be allowed to travel to the next scheduled stop and should not be dispatched again without an ELD. If the driver is dispatched again without an ELD, the motor carrier will be subject to further enforcement action. In other news, U.S. farmers in a class action lawsuit are seeking approval of a settlement agreement with Syngenta. Court records show the class action lawsuit is seeking court approval for a record $1.5 billion settlement with Syngenta. The lawsuit includes farmers, grain handlers, and ethanol plants nationwide that sold corn after September 15th of 2013. Reuters reports that lawyers for the plaintiffs said they believe the deal would be the largest agricultural class action settlement in U.S. history. The farmers' class action lawsuit, which was certified in 2016, concerns Syngenta's 2010 decision to sell AgriSure Viptera in the U.S. The trait was unapproved for import by China at the time and was found in shipments of U.S. grain to China, which the nation rejected. The lawsuit claims those rejections caused U.S. corn prices to plummet. China later approved the trait for import, and Syngenta denies any wrongdoing in the case. Well, as farmers prep for spring planting, Scott Eversgerd, a field agronomist for DuPont Pioneer, reminds them to not get in too big of a hurry. Scott says cold, wet soils have an impact on seed emergence, and that could negatively affect yields.
So as a field agronomist for DuPont Pioneer, I've been with the company now for going on 15 years and basically cover an area in the western half of southern Illinois. So an area that would start on the north side up around just south of Route 16, all the way down to Cairo. So a pretty good versatile chunk of the good state of Illinois.
Yep, so I'm sure you get a lot of windshield time and get a lot, look at a lot of different fields across the state. So talking now, how are field conditions, soil moisture, what are things like in your territory?
So up until about 3-4 weeks ago, the talk in the ag community was about how dry it was and, you know, whether that was going to translate into a summer drought. Here in the last 2 to 3 weeks, when you combine all the rainfall we've had, red areas probably is the least amount of 4 to 5 inches, with some areas getting as much as 10 to 11 inches of rain. So we've kind of calmed those fears a little bit, but I will say here today, traveling this morning, seeing guys out in the field spreading fertilizer and a lot of nitrogen going on wheat. So although we did have quite a bit of rain just a week ago, we're seeing now that rain, that water settling down in the profile pretty well, and the field's starting to firm up pretty good.
Well, sounds good. I know everyone has been anxiously awaiting spring and for things to warm up and dry out and to get in the field, so nice to hear that there is some field work starting up. Planting season is almost here, and wanted to talk with you about a few things concerning that. I guess we'll start off by talking about emergence. There's a lot of things that play into how quickly a seed emerges and soil types and all of that, and Scott, you're the expert, not me. So when a farmer puts a seed in the ground, can you talk to us about emergence and how long we want that seed to be in the ground before we start, you know, seeing it pop through the soil?
Yeah, so obviously the quicker the better. You know, in a perfect scenario, we've had those years where we planted corn late into June, And I think what growers realize is how fast corn can come out of the ground. You know, planted into a warm, moist soil, corn will come out of the ground in as little as 4 to 5 days. But typically when we start planting in April, what we see is what really depends on that soil temperature, the amount of rainfall we're getting, and the conditions after that. It can take as long as I've seen corn stay in the ground for 3 weeks before it finally comes up. But even in April, we like to see that corn coming out of the ground in 7 to 10 days. Now that gives us our best chance for probably the most even stands. Once we get beyond 10 days, we really start to see a lot more variability in emergence, and that timing of emergence, and consequently really then by soil type. With all these variable soils in southern Illinois, we'll have one area of a field that may come up in 5 to 7 days, and another area of the field, low areas, that may take 10 to 12 to 14 days to come up. And that really starts to affect our variability in the stands and consequently our final yields in the fall.
That's what my next question was going to be, is what type of an effect does that have on the yield of the crop? I know there's a lot of factors that play into that, but if it sits in the ground too long, I would assume you're going to see probably some type of negative impact.
It can. Obviously, you know, like I said, the sooner it gets up, the better. Just the longer it stays in the ground, just the more energy that plant has to use to get out of the ground. It's kind of delayed, so then when it finally does come up, it kind of sits there to kind of, quote, recover a little bit before it takes off growing. So all that you're losing time. What we'd like to see is that corn come out of the ground and just start growing right away versus coming out of the ground, kind of breathing a sigh of relief and then trying to start grow. So definitely those stands that can come up even and get going are much better off. Now, the variability down here, what we see is sometimes we'll have large sections of a field that really differ. You know, we'll have the top of a hill and the side of the hill that come up while the valley or the bottom of that area of the field may be 2 to 3, 4 days behind. Now, in that scenario where we have a big enough area of each, it's not necessarily as detrimental to final yield because that area kind of acts like its own little small field, so to speak. So we do okay versus that inner plant variability is where we seem to really suffer on yield.
With those things being said, advice for farmers on things to look for before they start planting. I know you mentioned soil temperature is a big thing, moisture. Just talk to us about those key signs to watch for before you put seed in the ground.
So it's really just looking at those key conditions. Temperature and moisture are obviously the big two. Well, obviously, we don't want to plant into extremely wet soils that are cold. What we've learned in the past few years, we can get away with probably if the soil is a little cooler, if it's dry, we tend to do okay. But that moisture content and planting too wet too early can really get us in much more trouble than maybe the actual soil temperature if it stays dry.
Scott, are there any new varieties of seed on the market this year that you're looking forward to seeing how they perform, whether they're in trials or they're actually going to be in farmers' fields, that you're looking forward to just seeing how that seed performs this year?
Yeah, so every year we advance several new products for our geography. This year we did introduce 4 new products for our part of southern Illinois, a new 109, a 112, a 114, and a new 118. So we're very excited to see their performance. As they came through our experimental system and our advancement system, they look very good, competing very well against our current lineup. So, yeah, we're excited to get those in the field and get some larger-scale results.
All right, Scott, thanks for your time. It's been great catching up with you today about spring planting and things to watch for. Anything that I've missed that you'd like to say to farmers that are listening while you have the chance?
Probably the last thing is don't get too over anxious. A little patience will always pay big dividends, especially early in the spring. So wait that extra day before you go to the field and maybe cause too much compaction or cause a seed bed that really can't get put back into good shape. So sometimes an extra day of patience will pay off in the end.
Scott Eversgird, field agronomist for DuPont Pioneer. And that does it for this morning's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.